This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Chuat here, and this is hour number three. What people need to understand when you look at hydroxychloroquine, believe it or not, it is a derivative of methylene blue. And people have been using methylene blue for half a century for treatment of cancer and other conditions. Methylene blue and oxidative stress are just like hydrochloric acid has been used over 100 years, actually stimulates the body to protect the mitochondria and stop oxidative stress to mitochondria. So all that hydroxychloroquine does is bring in zinc to interfere with the RNA polymerase, and when you block the electromagnetic damage to mitochondria with things like the Magi and Mini Magi, and you take our nutraceuticals to kill the virus, protect the mitochondria, and stop oxidative stress and cytokines, it's not a cure. It's building up your defenses so it becomes a minor thing or you don't even get symptoms at all. In fact, the people in Iceland to eat a lot of fish and have a lot of vitamin D, etc., even though you don't get a lot of sunlight, they basically, half of their entire population, they've estimated, have actually had the virus, even though they didn't. They have a tiny number of people that died from it. Probably multisystem organ problems, diabetes, terminal cancer, all kinds of other stuff. And in fact, if you use something like the Magi and you discover something new with it regarding iron and oxidation, I'd like you to expand on this because you gave me the documents and I thought, this is clever. This explains that 5G network and electropollution by dirty electricity affects what's called the nitric oxide oxygen pathway with iron, and it basically causes detoxification, deoxygenation, high altitude sickness, and the real damage here isn't secondary infection. It's altitude sickness caused by mitochondrial failure by interfering with iron and the ability to make ATP. So, oxygenation of tissue. So let's get into that too and explain your observations, Dr. True.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was on a conference call and a Zoom conference actually this morning. I got to tell you about this. There's a huge problem in the Navajo Nation down here in southern Utah, northern Arizona, through that neck of the woods, right? And here's what's unique about it. This is per capita. I mean, the deaths in this Navajo Nation are like double the deaths here in Utah. Why? And look at the Navajos that are passing on. They're largely overweight. They have nutritional problems because they're really going into the Western diet more than they should be. A lot more than they should be. It's become almost,
well, the native people basically in this from Four Corners area eat native foods, and if they did 300 years ago, when white man came, they could outrun a wild fox, go 150 miles in heat, it would kill a normal person from hyperthermia. And they were super athletes. If they were in our Olympics, the Navajos 300 years ago would beat all our Olympic athletes. But now they're diabetic, going to renal failure, and going blind because, remember, diabetes is mitochondrial dysfunction of your skeletal muscle and insulin resistance where your body can't accomplish and get enough insulin to shove the sugar in, so you get hyperglycemia. And the free radicals allow the sugar to attach to your body protein. So the reason why the Navajo is because they shouldn't be eating white man's food. Their biochemistry is designed for Navajo food, isn't it?
Yeah, so you go into Tuba City and the areas that I've been, and I've got very close Hopi Indian friends, and of course they understand that the Hopi are fighting against the progressives like the Navajos, which have gone completely white man food, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs just wants to, I mean, they give all this free food away. These are nutritionally nasty foods, but here's what I want to get at. The epidemiologists there, they've really shut down Navajo land. I mean, it's locked
right
down tighter than a drum, Dr. Bill.
Right.
And so I'm talking to my friends in Hopi land and others that are there in know the Navajos. And what's amazing is we're talking about a lot of the sickness is coming out from individuals that really don't have a lot of interaction. there's not a lot of foreigners that come in to jet set in. We're talking about they already practice social distancing. Why is there such a huge outbreak here when they're not? It's not like New York City where you're packed in like sardines.
Right.
Well, you know what the answer is, Dr. Bill?
Right.
About 6 months ago, the Navajo Nation brought in 5G.
Oh.
Again, it's another hot.
The same thing happened in Hubei province. They put 130,000 antennas in a small area, one province in China. We have 10,000 antennas in all of America. Isn't that amazing?
I submit, because you know how many Navajos that are out in the far-flung areas? They don't have computers. Very few of them have cell phones. I think they're experimenting on them, Dr. Bill. I got to say.
Well, I know what they're doing, okay? They want to create a cybernetic copy of the Matrix. I mean, and I mentioned this before, we're looking into too much details. Falcon, Colorado, the Cray Array, which is set up by Seymour Cray and the federal government and the NSA, wanted to set up an array to actually make a cybernetic copy of everybody called a node. And you have to understand, they want to do one of the final layers of the Mark of the Beast is 5 and 6G. This is to create satellite-based systems with six companies in the next 2 years to put up 20,000 satellites in orbit, put them in every city, in every light post, in every apartment building, say in Santa Monica and L.A. And their idea is to create a cybernetic world so you can go click, click, click on your cell phone and you can have dinner delivered to you by a drone from a restaurant or Amazon in a half an hour, still warm on the plate. People need to realize they're trying to literally make us cyber citizens, and they won't even hack into our consciousness, which is, means they want to have things like neural lace and chip, not just a chip to track where your butt is, but to track where your thoughts are, like pre-crime, like Minority Report. People say, oh, no, they don't want to do that. I said, you're an idiot, and you're going to die stupid. Yes, they do want to do this. These guys, even if they don't have all the technology yet, they're thriving for it, spending trillions of dollars trying to get this stuff, aren't they?
Well, yes. The microcosm of Navajo land is equivalent to like some backwater in Ecuador. I mean, if you have to be down there, they still live in hogans, for heaven's sakes. Many of them don't even have power. How are these people coming down with COVID-19?
Well, first off, and it may not be COVID-19. See, remember, the regular flu, and they're mixing data. We talked about this in previous shows. The regular flu this year is twice as lethal as usual. The usual is 0.1% lethal, and my guess is probably 0.2% this year, which means the estimated between 40 and 60-some thousand people are going to die from the regular endemic flu, which changes every year. And this year it's going to be about twice as lethal, so it's about 90,000 will die. They're mixing data between people who die of regular flu on top of pre-existing conditions and COVID-19, so both data is being scrambled together.
The next point I wanted to make with that, because,
right.
You know, we're talking to... It's amazing how the Navajo leaders have just bought in without questioning, and all of the free lunch.
That's because they're paid off. They're paid off. They're giving their stipend to shut up, aren't they?
They have these mobile vans to go around and give flu shots to everybody. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
God knows what the hell is a flu shot. We know the flu shot contains aluminum. In fact, we calculated it was from my vaccine experts. If the average shot gets all the vaccines by the time they're a teen, 13 or 14, they've had almost 2,000 micrograms of aluminum. What do you think it does to your blood-brain barrier and your astrocytes in your brain? Duh. Dr. Deagle, I think that's probably bad. I think, well, you actually have a clue enough to realize it's bad, but do you think the body can remove that easily? No, it can't. So, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, the Navajo is a microcosm, I think, of what's really going on and across the board.
Right.
I said that. I asked the question was rhetorical. How can this be COVID-19? It's flat out not.
It's not. It's probably regular flu combined with pre-existing conditions and added to the 5G network. My guess is if we actually did genetic cloning here, we'd find this is not COVID-19 in 95, 99% of cases. Unless you had somebody travel into the pattern to the community and actually spread it, it's very unlikely. It's probably endemic flu added to 5G network. That's my guess. And really bad nutrition.
So based on what I know about the Navajo outbreak, and this is serious. I mean, there's like 48 deaths, and that's not acceptable to all populations of Navajo. But my point is, I declared this publicly this morning, and this is a New York station.
Right.
I may get in trouble with this, but I don't care. I challenge.
No, you got to stay in trouble. I learned a lesson a long time ago, too. you must stay in trouble, or you don't worry about getting into trouble. I always try to stay into above my shoulders in trouble, and that way I threaten people back because I know I'm in trouble with, you know, like Vimeo and Livestream. I know I'm in trouble with Spotify. I call Spot a guy. I call for the NSA and Acast, these idiots. And I think you're going to get away with it. I'm going to sue their butt off as a pro se litigant. But I want you to understand you have to stay in trouble so you don't worry about getting into trouble.
Well,
stay in trouble.
Whatever. My point is this. I challenge anybody listening to the show right now to show me one person in the morgue who
right.
is 30, 35 years of age, in top shape, that has no underlying health conditions, and has not had the seasonal influenza vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
Show me.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, these things are dangerous. These vaccines are called the vaccines of death. Vaccine genocide. How's that? We're going to break for a minute here, and we're going to come back in just a minute with Dr. Truat. If you have questions, and if you're curious or fearless, call in.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Truat, I'd like you to expand on this because I want people to kind of get a little bit real here. You and I are reality experts. We don't believe in kind of polishing things up to make it look nice and people like us. The only way to actually save people, like when you're an ER doctor like me or trauma, is you got to face reality. If somebody's bleeding to death or they're hypoxic or they need to be intubated or a wound's cleared up because they got a lacerated artery, you got to put pressure on the wound and sew it up. And then people may not like it, but it may hurt us like hell when we're actually pulling out a piece of plate glass under somebody's chest and putting it in a chest tube. But they think days later when they're still alive, they're sitting in the morgue. So what's going on here is you're facing the fact that the Hopi people, and by the way, I saw this with British Columbia when I worked in B.C. back 50 years ago, the native people there virtually are genetically identical to Northern Chinese. I mean, they crossed Bering Strait probably 15,000 years ago. And genetically, the Hopi and these people like the Navajo are probably genetically very, very close to the people in Ubei province in northern China, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. If you look at their typical, you know, facial lines, man, they look identical.
And by the way, you'll find similarities to those people in Mongolia. My great-great-grandfather, 150 years ago, and their family called the Bashas, owned the largest caravan from Damascus, Syria to China. And I know, because I have a Mongolian spot in my lower back, a hair, I've got some Mongolian genes in me somewhere. Along that caravan, my great-great-grandmother, 150 years ago, walked beside the caravan, the camels, to China twice a year. And guess what? There's a high incidence of diabetes because if they ate native foods, they were fine. But when they started eating white man's food and eating a lot of sugar and garbage, they turned diabetic. Okay? So I understand it. By the way, the people who tend to be diabetic have higher IQs, bigger muscle mass, and are stronger and more fertile. But if you eat garbage food, which means no minerals in it, no chromium, vanadium, zinc, etc., and you eat garbage, because your muscles are trying to actually force you to use fatty acids for fuel rather than sugar. And when you have that predisposition, you've got hundreds of thousands of calories you can survive famine. So the people in the Four Corners area of America and the northern Chinese that survived previous famines back in tens of thousands of years ago, and the people in Central Asia, you know, in the steppe, you know, like Mongolians, these are tough people. If they eat their own native food, they're fine. But if they eat white man's food full of garbage and no minerals, guess what? They turn diabetic and hypertensive and obese. Very quickly. And we wonder why 300 years ago, an average Hopi was ideal weight, super athlete, could outrun a wild animal and for 250 miles in the desert and eating cactus juice, and they're perfectly fine, right? And now they're going blind and in real failure.
And in a major, major way they are, and that's the tragedy. But it goes back to, you know, I'll say this about this so-called pandemic, and I say it with air quotes on it, right? Because it's only a pandemic if people panic. And panicking is what the media is good at stirring up on people.
I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to call it panic-demic. How's that? A panic-demic.
Or plan-demic. So it goes back to, I've been able to be reminded of my many conversations with Dr. Pauling in the 90s. And, of course, he was completely 100% in the naturopathic worldview, where he kept repeating, you know, Beauchamp theorem, which has really been proven in naturopathic circles in Germany over the centuries, actually. Beauchamp was very much against Louis Pasteur's germ theory, and it's reported that Pasteur, on his last part of his life, said, yeah, it is about the terrain. The terrain is everything. So what is the terrain of the body? It's your structured water, primarily.
Well, over a decade ago, I talked to an Indian scientist working at the Edinburgh lab for Dr. Lias Pauling's ascorbic acid lab. And doctors for 50 years or more used IV vitamin C to stop mitochondrial death. I had a patient who contacted me after he listened to my show when he forced the lawyers to threaten the hospital in New Zealand in 2009 to give IV vitamin C. And guess what? Instead of going to the morgue, the next day he walked home. Just getting IV vitamin C. It's like, I'm kind of, come on, people.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. And listen up, because this is really, really important, I submit. For what it's worth, department, right? When Dr. Pauling taught me how to do each of the minerals, the 21
right.
different ones we do,
right?
We spent quite a bit of time on Fe, ferrous.
Iron.
Because you know what was amazing? Of all the minerals, there's two, actually. There's Fe and manganese, and to a certain degree zinc, but mostly it's critical in iron Fe. To get it to stay in solute, it's really important that the water that we all have medicinal grade distilled water where we put the solids in. Well, we have to realize that medicinal grade distilled water is naturally kind of acidic. It's hydronium. It's actually
right.
about 7.8, 7.9 on the pH scale. So we have to buffer that down. We have to bring it down to 7.4 in order for it to remain in solid. If we vary off of that, if we go 7.45 or 7.35, guess what happens, Dr. Bill?
Right.
The ferrous, the Fe, the iron, does not stay in solid. It falls
off. There's only three ways of giving that iron. Is your iron that you have with Mirror Mother's Minerals, our iron called ferritin, which is iron 3 from leaf spleen, that's going to get across. And our ionophore forms of minerals like vitamin or max minerals plus basically a protein hooked up to a mineral. And if you don't deliver the iron, along, remember, nitric oxide too, that's why we have our Supernox capsules. And we're working on other technology to make a powder. But people have to understand this whole virus and even the toxic stuff that they've been doing by demineralizing it are mitochondrial attacks, aren't they? And the mitochondria, you live as old as your mitochondria, right?
Look what's happening. The blood has to be 7.4.
Exactly.
If blood goes above 7.45, it's like the water. If your blood goes above a certain range, guess what happens? Your iron stops being functional. This is what's happening. This is what's causing the hypoxemia.
Right. Well, also, it interacts with nitric oxide. So you have three gases, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide, and they interact with iron. And iron basically acts like an oxygen transfer agent to your hemoglobin, to your mitochondria, to allow oxidophosphorylation, the F1 protein, to make ATP and NADH. So basically, what you're saying here is if you don't have the proper form of iron, your ATP don't work. You don't make more ATP in your cell, in your mitochondria.
So here's the key point. We're also, every tissue, every organ, every cell, really, has a positive and a negative polarity.
Right.
It's a magnet. We're a magnetic pole.
Right.
Whenever we become more acidic, we're actually having a southern polarity. Dr. Holling showed this. Dr. Philpott showed this. Dr. Beck showed all this. And a lot of research all mirrors it.
Right.
Whether you have a cancer or a problem where you become chronically ill, there is pockets of acidity. And it's all about pH and pH balance.
Yeah, I theorized this about 7 years ago when I talked to radiologists in L.A., and I came up with a theory of how to make what's called a field ion scanner, which Linus Pauling theorized. I know how to make it, but you need to have quantum supercomputers to actually scan out the specific ion state or pH. For example, let's say you could do a pH scan of an organ. Let's say somebody's liver or their heart, and look at the pH, and you could actually map it out in colors. You'd see the areas of disease are exactly where it's acid, wouldn't you? Where the iron and the oxygen are not being delivered, right?
Here's the point. By applying a northern polarity field, the negative field along the bloodline. So this is what I had this lady who called me and suggested she use the Magi.
Keep that thought. We're going to be right.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8222.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is criticizing President Trump for holding back funding to the World Health Organization, saying the decision will be overruled. Pelosi issuing a statement saying this is dangerous, illegal, and will swiftly be challenged. President Trump set to talk with all 50 governors across the United States to discuss each of their states and when they can start reopening. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is setting realistic expectations.
Things aren't just going to go magically back to the way they were on March 1st. No matter what kind of openings we see, it will not be back immediately to business as usual.
President Trump also had his first meeting with executives, where many of them say that testing needs to be dramatically increased to provide confidence for people as they would head back to work, eat at restaurants, or shop in retail settings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working car?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Back, we have Dr. Chu here. Dr. Chu, so let's summarize what we know. Number one, we know that the virus is just another layer of toxins against the body. Demineralized soil, I saw the U.S. Department of Agriculture research from 1948 to 1994. Number two, toxic pesticides, which you know even Donald Trump's legal team is trying to fight against the lawsuit against Monsanto, I call Mount Satan, with their Roundup, which causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Even before it was fired, Mick Mulvaney is doing a little dance in the White House pushing 5G network, which is toxic as hell to the cells. And they launched 130,000 antennas in Wuhan, so it's not surprising. I saw videos of people walking along the street and walking, falling over and not even protecting themselves with their hands out. They literally smacked their face against the ground, probably broke their teeth off. I mean, this is not the normal way, even if you die, if you've got, let's say, respiratory infection or pneumonia. This is people having a cardiorespiratory arrest from anoxia. Okay? So you got to understand, we have multiple toxins all converging. The virus is a viral encoupling toxin to literally uncouple your ATP production. We got demineralized food. We got people already sick as hell from vaccines and other crap we've had in the past. We wonder why people are getting sick. Well, they're eating white man's food with demineralization. They're diabetic. They're hypertensive. They have heart disease. They got mitochondriopathy in their heart, which means they got heart failure. They got mitochondria in their brain, which means they're demented. They got mitochondria in their muscles, which means they're diabetic because their body can't accept sugar anymore. The glutathione transporter and insulin receptor is shot. And then you talk to the dumb doctors, and doctors, you know this is a PhD naturopath. Doctors are dumb as a bag of rocks. Now, if you're out there and you think you're smart and you've been a cardiologist, neurologist, whatever, for 20 or 30 or 40 years, come into my cage match and I'm giving you an intellectual beating because you might think you're smart and you know this or that drug. But, you know, conventional medical therapy is chasing medicine down the trail as they pre-embalm people before they die. It doesn't help stop disease, does it? I don't know any disease of conventional therapy, whether it's ACTH for MS or steroids for autoimmune diseases or these disease-modifying cytokine disruptive disorder drugs that they use for psoriasis or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis help at all. I did research 50 years ago with Dr. John Winbury when I was in medical school, and I went more than 50 years now, but it was 57 years ago, and I reviewed 26,000 cases, and I can tell you, Woodbury was impressed because I reviewed 26,000 cases with multiple statistical analysis. I worked in a synovial analysis lab when I was in medical school. Doctors are dumb, man. He tried to get his daughter sicked on me to try to see if I can get my, this guy, he's so smart, he'll find the cause of my spinal arthritis, which he did have. He had ankylosing spondylitis. And guess what? If I put my mind to anything, I can solve any problem known to man. Now, that might tick you off, and you think, well, you're not so smart. I'm persistent. If it takes me 20 or 30 years, I'll do it. But I can tell you right now, people like yourself, Dr. True, you're aware you're unusual like me. You want to find the truth, even if it hurts at first and makes you feel stupid, to discover things you previously thought were true and aren't. And what people need to realize, we're all being literally in a laboratory. We're like 327 million guinea pigs here in America and guinea pigs around the world, where they're pushing 5G network in Wuhan or crazy vaccine with Bill Gates and his foundation. He's got this smirky smile when Ellen is interviewing him in her little condo. I mean, damn it. You know, I'm getting sick of it. I'm sick and tired of people thinking they're smarter and they really are seeking the truth when they're lying. I mean, I call it the liocracy. Look at Fox News. They think they're so good. They're still talking about wet markets when they're not even bats in the friggin' market when this thing broke out. There were no bats. I mean, we know the virus was created by engineering. We talked to Dr. Francis Boyle. He'll be back on my show on Skype tomorrow after the show at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern on video. People need to start waking up, damn it. And if they think they know better, for God's sake, try to see if they can challenge us. And once they get a good intellectual beating, wake up, smell the coffee, move forward with the truth, and save your ass from dying physically, or your mama dying, or your brother or sister or yourself. And wake up and you realize if we don't restart the economy next month, we're done. There won't be an America. In fact, Trump will only be the president if one of three things happen. Number one, he opens the economy up. Number two, he declares martial law to become the dictator. Number three, we will be attacked by China or some other nation. Our EMP will have the weapon of indignation and will be invaded by United Nations and Chinese troops. If you don't think that will happen, idiots, it will, of course. When they think we're weak enough, they're going to invade, aren't they?
Well, that's there's people are watching the war games going
on. No, people are stupid. You know what? Somebody like me wakes them up and says, I hate your guts, Steagle. That's good. Maybe I'm waking you up enough to hate my guts. Hating my guts is the first step toward truth. Hate my guts. Please enjoy it. Just like a hot spice in your mouth. Ooh, that's too hot, Deagle. Wake up. This is not going to be pleasant. The truth's leaving your body, the lies between your body and the truth entering, is going to hurt because your arrogance of thinking you know better and you like this worship, this politician, that. And yeah, Trump does some right things. He's screwing up a lot, too. He just finally woke up and decided to fire the buggers. Why doesn't he fire Fauci and Burks and all those other maniacs when Bill Gates, his smirking face, wants to push vaccines and had the 2015 TED Talk, 2017 had this thing, this paper at Harvard, and collaborate directly with all these maniacs all around Trump, like a bunch of psychotic eugenicists pushing vaccines and drugs that are 18 months away. There won't be an America 18 months away. You're kidding me. What do you think there will be left here? A violent, aggressive population will have killed each other with violent riots, and the United Nations trying to think they can control things by sending in foreign troops to the Chinese, which will chew up and spit out the bones. And listen, Mr. Trump, I don't care if you think you're going to be dictator of the states. The state governors, even Democrats, know the difference that they better damn well reopen the economy or all hell's going to break loose. Even Governor Newsom, who's a moron, knows that if he doesn't reopen the economy, California will be ungovernable, won't it?
Well, the whole thing will be. It goes back into what is this? This is an experiment. Event 201, a global pandemic experiment. That's
right. It was a drill. It actually, you were right when you made the statement it's a drill, but it actually is a planned drill. They want to delay it to 2030. But they had to do it now. You know why? The supernova exploding, causing the star system is going to cause a pole shift. They don't know when it's going to happen. They're freaked out because that's why they built their domes. These globalists a month ago disappeared in their little bunkers because they're scared crap out of their crappy minds, wondering what the hell's going to happen next. Is the earth going to have a pole shift? Guess what, people? You goats are going to die. God's separating the sheep and the goats. The sheep wake up. They may be mad at me at first, but they're going to start taking vitamins. They're going to get a Magi. They're going to start wearing a mask and a visor, but they're going to improve their vitamin D levels and zinc and so on. And they're going to improve their iron levels, and they're going to improve oxidation. And they're going to realize submitting to vaccines and the chip is freaking stupid, isn't it?
Well, it is. A postman that delivers the mail to me, he comes in last week, and he's so funny. He says, Dr. Brown, I read your books, and I like your products. Tell me what you think about this pandemic. It's got my wife and I concerned. What do you think? I said, I know you don't have a lot of time for a lecture. Just go home and Google up Event 201, and then we'll talk about it if you want to come later. So he wrote down Event 201. So he comes back in 3 days later. Said, look what I found. I went home, and my wife, we went and asked Alexa, you know, a little smart
AI phone. System. Yeah, know-it-all AI system, right? Yeah.
He recorded this, and actually it was on YouTube for a while. I think they pulled it off because Alexa's now had her algorithm altered, so she gets a different answer. But here's exactly what she said tonight. Let me quote verbatim.
Yeah, pulled verbatim.
According to Event 201, the government planned this event, created the virus, and had a simulation of how the countries would react. This simulation occurred October 18th, 2019. The government released the virus among the population and has lost control of the outbreak. That's exactly what she said. It blew my postman. He goes, my mind is blown.
I guess they didn't teach the algorithm how to lie, did they?
No.
Big problem with Alexa. I didn't know how to lie. I mean, damn it, you know? What do you do when AI turns and tells the truth for you?
You have to know what to ask her. Now, if you asked her, Alexa, tell me about COVID-19, she'll rattle off that this, and this, and it's dangerous above age 60, and she'll spit out all the WHO statistics. Of course, those aren't lying. She's not lying, and she's accurate.
Right.
You've got to ask her about Event 201, and then she'll tell you,
right.
Oh, my goodness. You
gotta
know what to ask her.
Well, you know, here, Dr. Drew, you and I have worked here. Again, your site is Mother Earth Minerals. You have lots of cool minerals. In fact, the zinc that we have up is your zinc. We have the, the Magi, mini Magi, which you've introduced me to. And we have the micro Magi called the tiniest one, which I'll put a picture up. We have, of course, the Selvito mat and the photon sound beam as well. If they contact me, I'll give you some information on that. People need to realize this is a combination of multiple toxic things, e-toxins, viral toxins, vaccines, and demineralized food all converging to destroy your mitochondria, isn't it?
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at
Mini Magi. I'll put a picture up. There's the Magi with a strap. There's a Mini Magi so small you can put it in your pocket. You have a case actually you mentioned to me for the show today, and you're going to be back on the third hour tomorrow after Dr. Dan Royal. People need to know we're going to do a lot of heavy medical stuff and geopolitical Christian stuff on the show in the next few weeks, because people need to get it. I mean, they may not hear from me, but when they hear from other people that basically say different aspects converging to the same truth, they realize, like, what do we do, dear? I've been hating Deagle for weeks now because he said something that irritated me about the good things about Trump and the bad things, and about the fact we're being experimented on, that we collaborate with the Chinese. And now Alex Jones and Mike Adams are coming out, and Daily News, which is a regular newspaper, comes out and says, yeah, we collaborate with them. And yeah, 5G is dangerous. And yeah, you shouldn't use your cell phone within 6 inches of your head, where it'll fry your astral glia in your brain. Duh. You idiots out there need to wake up that the cell phone companies, the 5G network, are not under any kind of scientific scrutiny, and the medical system are populated by doctors who don't know basic chemistry, let alone immunotoxicology, genetics, epigenetics, and quantum biophysics. They're dummies. Your doctors are drug salesmen for the big drug companies and vaccine companies, and they know 12 procedures, whether an orthopedic surgeon or a physiatrist or an OBGYN. Some of them are smart enough to know otherwise. They have curiosity. Like this OBGYN that contacted me the other day and sent me papers for her husband, Norbert, who I hoped would call in today. He didn't call in yet. And Norbert, we'll have you call in tomorrow. But you need to know, people. We know. We spend 24 hours on our up on hours, all hours of day and nights researching this for decades, not just the last few weeks. And these son of a bitches are trying to kill you, ruin your health, and kill your mama, and ruin your health, and make sure eventually they can chip you, track you, and actually even hack into your cortex. If you don't believe that, you're a dying idiot. And you're going to die in your own spit and vomit because you think, well, I hate Deagle. Either hate it or will run out in a couple weeks, and then you're going to wake up and say, oh my God, dear, what are we doing? If Deagle's not a liar, what do we do if Truot's telling the truth and need to get his iron? What do we do, dear, if we need a Magi to block the radiation affecting ourselves because they're going to put more 5G satellites up in orbit? What do we do? How about you smarten up and do something about it and take supplements like vitamin D and other things, zinc, like your zinc, which we have, by the way, on the bottom of our page now. Take our supplements to protect your mitochondria and kill a virus. And then just get back to work with maybe a mask on or an eye visor and protect the seniors so they have people that take care of them with hazmat suits on. So don't give the damn virus to our seniors and get their vitamin D and other levels up. I think that we're blowing this up because guys like Fauci, they don't want to restart the economy for a year and a half. There will not be an America year and a half. In fact, I guarantee you right now, it won't be sock puppet Biden if he is president. He'll be die of a stroke probably next fall or this next spring. And this maniac, attorney general, I think, who wanted to have nominated as vice president, should be running the country like some dictatorial police state. And let me tell you, if you step out of line, they're going to try to send special forces. Guess what? We'll terminate those special forces so fast they'll be terrified to come to the public, because we'll make an appointment to make sure you're going to meet Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself face to face. We're not going to tolerate it. And that's whether you're Americans or Canadians or people around the world, even in China, they're starting to get really ticked off and realize we're under the gun, a globalist satanic gun, aren't we?
Well, that is the way it is, I see it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and...
Well, and I've talked to some Christians who think, well, you shouldn't resist with violence. I think, you're an idiot. So if they came home and actually grabbed your wife and raped her and they were going to take you off to behead you, you'd have to submit? Or you're going to submit to chipping and vaccination that might ruin your health? Really? What kind of a Christian are you? Oh, you're not a Christian at all. You are a piece of human garbage that thinks you've got to submit to evil. No. Evil needs to be met with a recompense of violence and judgment. God is a judger too, by the way. Satan doesn't destroy anything. God does. And we are his operational and arm of judgment. When somebody comes to try to do violence to you and your society and kill you or ruin your health, they need to have the full recompense of extreme violence. And people, well, that's not good. I don't want to harm anybody. I'm not calling for a violent revolution. I'm calling for violent defense. So if someone comes to your home and starts shooting at you, you need to shoot back with pepper ball guns or whatever to neutralize them. And if it doesn't do enough and they keep shooting at you and hitting you, you need to hit them with harder and harder weapons until finally they either relent or they're gone. That's the way it is. Okay? That's why we have 93 million armed Americans with billions of bullets and 23 million armed veterans. And if you think that they could have every armor on earth take on American citizens, you're delusional. Now, we can't drag it out because a year from now we'll be all starving to death. 60% of the population won't be able to afford to buy basic necessities next month. And even with Trump with his trillion-dollar budgets, it's going to save airlines and big Wall Street companies. A lot of small business individuals are still going to be starving next month, aren't they?
I'd be surprised if we don't see some hyperinflation coming up this year, too.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, you try to get gold, and we got some from a couple of Monex up in Los Angeles, and he said we had the hardest time ever to get it. They call it now unobtainium. So my guest, Lowell Ponte, is usually on the second hour on Wednesdays. He had to quit because the gold company fired him because they only have one guy who's been under 30 years, and unobtainiums are hard to obtain now. Now, you can get it to our carrot bars because we have it in Germany and we have our two mines in Indonesia. But if you try to get unobtainium, if you go to Monex and wait for them and know them personally up in Los Angeles and Newport Beach, unobtainium is damn hard to get, and the price is going up like a rocket. When we tried to buy it one day, the next day it went up by $42 an ounce. Dang it. So if you really think the dollar is going to stay stable when they're doing this crazy stuff, you're delusional. They're going to take it out of your back pocket. They're going to take the value out of your mortgage, your pension funds, and everything. They're not just printing this money out of thin air. They're printing out of your back pocket all this money, aren't they?
Well, that's the way it is. And all this qualitative easing that George Obama tried, and now Trump is...
Obama, I call it the Abominator. And his name, by the way, Barack Obama, means in Kenyan, lightning fallen from heaven, the name literally of Lucifer himself. And here's the endorsing Biden. Ooh, what an evil bastard. And he went and made sure the funding happened for the BSL lab in North Carolina to make sure these weapons went off to the Chinese. Ooh, 1,000 talents. Get those guys down to the BSL lab. Make sure they have all this technology. Don't let them steal it. We'll give them money even if back to China and build this bioweapon to kill humanity, because it's their goal. Kill humans, sterilize the buggers, put a chip in them, track them, make sure they enter the cyber state, and get rid of all money except our cyber money. If we press Alt-Delete and your account disappears, you can't buy or sell anything. Sounds like Revelation 13, doesn't it? Duh. And I hear people saying, well, this is not the tribulation. I said, how much more tribulation do you need to get than what's going on right now? I mean, it is disgusting when people that are non-Christians think, well, you Christians are crazy. And all of the other stupid Christians think you're going to get raptured. The rapture is taking evil out. If you read an Aramaic Bible, not good. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses got that far to realize it's taking evil out, not good. But the average Christian that believes in the rapture and they're going to get taken out when it gets bad, you're an idiot and you're going to die stupid. How's that?
That's exactly right. There's no such thing. I call it the rupture.
Yeah, well, these are idiots that believe they're a dumb pastor, not a prophet, and they misinterpret the scriptures. They take a part out of the Bible out of context. And they have no calling by God to be. I don't care when any university went and all their qualifications. If you're not called by God to be a prophet, and we don't know everything. I have a few suited 3x5 cards. That's it. The rest of it is my inspiration or analysis. But I can tell you right now, there's some things God's told me that are coming. The mark of the beast is coming for America. Our president right now is either going to become the best president ever or the Antichrist himself. And we have the choice. He can restart the economy and start listening and actually make strength in seniors so they don't die of all these things called altitude sickness and strengthen up their immune system with vitamin D and so on. And he can actually make the population get back to work, or he can have a police state and have a violent worldwide order. How's that? Right?
Well, that's the agenda. That's the game.
And again, your simple things like your Magi will protect people from not only electro pollution, but also the virus, along with their nutraceuticals. If I could just tell every senior, hey, let's test every black person, Hispanic person, every senior, every diabetic, what are your vitamin D levels and your zinc levels and mineral levels in your body and iron? Simple. TIBC, how in total iron binding capacity. Duh. If I can measure your redox potential, and I have a machine in my office in Denver, right ankle, right foot, tell us your redox potential, your cells, your zeta potential. Duh. You're kidding, Dr. Deagle. I said, no, I'm not kidding. And it was a little printout in 30 seconds. I had my office 20 years ago. Oh, my doctor doesn't know that. Your doctor is so dumb, they don't even know what questions to ask. They might be good at golf, or they like to go to the same dinner club as you, or their daughter's married to your son, but they don't know a squat. Doctors are made sure they're dumb, so they just push drugs and do the procedures and stay in line. That's the white-coated spitznuts officers of the healthcare totalitarian regime. And the ones that step out of line, they lose their license, they lose their life, and they may even go to jail. That's what we have. Embamacare, do you like that? Embamacare?
Embalm.
Embamacare, that's what we have. Dr. Deagle, that's so terrible. Well, if we face, you know, facing the truth is like lancing a boil. Hurts when it lands, but boy, you feel good 5 or 10 minutes later when the pus comes out. The pus of stupidity is going to come out of you by being lanced by listening to the show. And you can hate us, fine. But when the hatred passes, the logic will enter and you say, my God, what if Deagle and Truett are not liars? What do we do now? Maybe you pray. Maybe you wake up, and maybe you do the right things to save your health and your parents and your relatives, and maybe you don't let the New World Order take over. How's that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.